It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report here on Robin Hood Radio with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. We like to say a one-stop to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up, and what's been the talk of the towns, really. Ruralintelligence.com. We just cover a fraction of that here on this show, but let us bring in Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
Lovely to be back. Thank you very much, Marshall, and we've hit fall running. It is really busy, which is fun. There's a lot to talk about.
All right. We'll start off in Hudson, New York. Hope on the Hudson film series with a good friend of ours, John Bauermaster.
Yeah. Basilica Hudson is hosting this series. We're starting off, and it's tomorrow night, Monday, October the 8th. If you're listening to us on a repeat during the week, sorry you missed it. But actually, it looks absolutely fascinating, partly because John Bauermaster has got some is very interesting in his own right. But he is bringing in some very intriguing thinkers and guests. What I think the most important one will be Woody Tash, who's the founder of the Slow Money Organization. And it's going to give local people a really an opportunity to hear all these innovative voices and sort of meet these contemporary thinkers to see how we could take the community forward. So I'm just going to give you 2 seconds in the background on Slow Money. It's a nonprofit organization based in Boulder, Colorado. But it's had an amazing and considerable impact pursuing its mission, which is to encourage the flow of capital to local food or enterprises and organic farms. They want to essentially connect investors to the places where they live and, as they say, bring the money back down to earth. And the results have been, as I say, impressive. Through their national gatherings, regional events, and local activities, so far they've raised over $40 million, which has been invested into 400 small food enterprises around the U.S. They have now 25 local networks. They have investment clubs all around the country. They have thousands of people in the organization in 46 states, but they've now moved internationally as well. They're in various different countries. So Monday evening at Basilica Hudson, starting at 7 o'clock, is an opportunity to come together to discuss all of these big issues which really make an impact locally on the area. And in addition, there will be films and there will be music and readings as well as these great conversations. So if you have a chance, Basilica Hudson, 7 o'clock, Monday, October the 8th, down there in Hudson. Really interesting.
Now, October 11th through the 14th really has turned out to one of the premier independent film festivals in the country, and that is the Woodstock Film Festival.
Yep, this is both in Rhinebeck and Woodstock. So Woodstock's not normally in our area, but Rhinebeck definitely is. It's all organized or dependent on the upstate films, which are located in both those locations. So the honorees at this year's festivals are the Tony, Emmy, and Grammy-winning and an Oscar-nominated filmmaker, Julie Taymor, and the Oscar-nominated and Emmy Award-winning director, Matthew Heineman. And by the way, just to put it in context, Julie Taymor's adaptation of The Lion King, since it's debuted, it has become the most successful stage musical of all time. There are 24 global productions that have been seen by more than 90 million people. So Julie Taymor is really an amazing hero and story. It's an amazing story. Anyway, there are so many events surrounding this festival in so many different locations and at so many different times. You really need to go to the website. So this is really a marker that the festival is coming up. If you're interested in films and you love these films, zip onto the website, check out where and when, and make your reservations now, because some of these films will be completely booked up. And as you say, it starts on Thursday, the 11th, and runs through the 14th, and is in both those locations, Rhinebeck and Woodstock. So there's plenty to choose from.
October 11th in Lenox, Massachusetts, there's a book discussion at the Mount.
Yep. Matt Tannenbaum is the owner of the bookstore in Lenox, and he is taking Hester Vellmans, the author, To the Mount on Thursday the 11th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're going to be discussing Hester's new novel, Slipper. And there's an opportunity, I think, for sort of audience members to find much more about Hester and how she operates, you know, her process of writing, talk about what inspires the book, all those type of things. So that's at the Mount on at 4 o'clock on Thursday the 11th.
We'll stay with books on October 12th in Norfolk, Connecticut. It is the Haystack Book Talks.
Yeah, now this is a great little idea. We talked about it in the past. This is the idea of the Haystack Book Talks, which is based in Norfolk. And starts actually on Friday evening and runs through Sunday, October the 14th. The whole idea is to bring writers into conversation on a wide range of topics to celebrate ideas and discourse. And this year's the literary conversations obviously are going to be set amongst this peak foliage in Norfolk, which is there's always a good reason to go to Norfolk. Speakers range from far and wide, and they will be covering many, many subjects. So I'm not going to go into the details now. You'll need to go to the website to find out who is speaking, when, how they're, what sort of presentation they're doing. But as I say, there's a little opening event on the Friday evening, but the main events are on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th. And do check out their website as well. And of course, you can get there via ruralintelligence.com.
In West Stockbridge on October the 12th, a presentation and reception with former White House photographer Chuck Kennedy.
Yeah, we talked about Chuck last week because he was doing this talk further south, or maybe down in Connecticut. But it sounds so interesting. You know, Chuck Kennedy was the official photographer for the White House for many years, and this time he's going to be talking about his new book in West Stockbridge at the Old Town Hall there at 6 o'clock on Friday evening. And then afterwards, you can go over to see an exhibit and have a reception over at the Shaker Dam Coffee House just across the street. So definitely worthwhile. I think these photographers are fantastic. To me, it would be a dream job to be there in the background clicking away and not actually have to make any of the political decisions, but just be an observer and see everything behind the scenes. So that's at 6 o'clock. Old Town Hall, West Stockbridge, on Friday the 12th.
On the 13th in Hyde Park, New York, a P&E division workshop and sale.
Yep. Saturday is going to be really busy on the 13th. So I saw this in Hyde Park at the Beatrix Ferrand Garden and at Belfield. They're going to be holding their first P&E division workshop and demonstration. Now, I'm not sure how you divide your peonies, but it sounds like it's a really useful skill. But it sounds like it's a quick skill to do because the class only lasts for about half an hour, and then they'll be launching into a big peony sale. And I do know that people like to buy their peonies around now, plant them, and so they can overwinter and be ready for the spring. So definitely, if you're interested in peonies and improving your peony for next year, this is definitely worthwhile going to. And if you're in Hyde Park, it's always worthwhile visiting the Beatrix Ferrand Garden at Belfield, and check that out. That starts at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 13th.
Also on the 13th in Pittsfield, hey, learn how to make your own sauerkraut.
Yeah, you know, cabbage is a bit boring. Oh, I shouldn't say that. It's a delicious vegetable, and we should all be eating more of it, I'm sure. But actually, it's incredibly easy to make it into sauerkraut. And the Berkshire Museum, 11 o'clock on the Saturday, is having their learner's lab where you can learn how to make sauerkraut. And you're learning from an expert, Mark Phillips. Is one of the people at Berkshire Ferments, and he was one of the founders. And so you get a chance to learn from him how to make your own sauerkraut and make your cabbage much more interesting to eat, as far as I'm concerned. And then, by the way, you can add it to a whole range of other dishes, which actually is quite intriguing as well. So definitely, that's the Berkshire Museum, going great on Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning.
We will head to Washington, Connecticut on the 13th, digging deeper an autumn afternoon with Linda Allard.
Yeah, Linda Allard is well known in the area. She's opened her garden at High Meadows in Washington a number of times this summer. But if you haven't had a chance to go there, this is a chance to wander around the garden, learn from her about design ideas and some of the plants that she uses, some of the sustainability techniques she uses to keep the garden really healthy and lush. And the nice thing is that it will be all accompanied by a glass of wine and some light hors d'oeuvres as well. It's all organized by the Garden Conservancy, so check out their website for all the details. Now, that's Saturday afternoon, and it's open from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. That's at High Meadows in Washington, Washington, Connecticut, on Saturday the 13th.
Well, head over to Germantown, New York, a Victorian nutting party?
Yeah. Actually, there are two events together I ought to mention because they're really intriguing and work well together. I saw this at Claremont and I thought, what the devil is this? So Claremont in Germantown is having this event, which is called a Victorian nutting party. And if you think about it, it makes sense. I guess it's a recreation of these sort of autumnal harvests that were done by the Victorians. And they're trying to recreate it just as the Victorians had done it. Essentially, it's when do you pick the nuts from the trees and how do you prepare them and make them into food. So they're doing that from 1 to 3 in the afternoon at Claremont. And, of course, it involves much more because you do get to hike around the grounds and there's a nut tree identification scheme. And they show you know, how to see the sort of where the nut trees are and all that type of thing, as well as you go back and you get to make some, you know, get to prepare some nuts one way and another. Now, that actually, funny enough, fits in very well because on the same day, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, that Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, the Hudson River Heritage is presenting its 29th annual house tour, celebrating the houses and buildings built by the Livingston family in Dutchess and Columbia counties. Now, I mention this partly because 2 weeks ago at Rural Intelligence, we had this very big story about a book that's just been published called Life Along the Hudson, the Historic Country Estates of the Livingston Family. And it is an amazing book. Just to put it in context, and I mentioned it at the time, but it seems amazing now. The Livingston family, at one stage or another, owned up to 36 different houses, and these are grand houses in our area along the Hudson River. Well, every year they open some of them to the public. Of course, one of them is Claremont itself, so that will be open on Saturday the 13th, so you can go there. But then they have a whole series of other ones that are going to be open. Go to Rural Intelligence because there's a link there from our events page to find out where this is all going on. Or you could go directly to the Hudson River Heritage site and get the details. But the nice thing about this is that they open a number of sites that are rarely open to the public. So that really is a special day. So that's basically starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and runs till 5 o'clock in the evening, and you can drive around and check them out. That's on Saturday as well.
All right, we will move on from those two events, and we will go to the Hopkins Vineyard.
Yeah, well, Hopkins Vineyard is really located beautifully. If you want to overlook the fall foliage and Lake Warramug, and starting at that's in New Preston, obviously. So starting at 11 o'clock in the morning and running till 5 o'clock, they are having their vineyard wine and cheese market. But it's a bit more than that. They have it every year. We've talked about it in the past. And it's so they have they have their local wines, which you can check out, and it's worth a glass of wine there. They have a whole series of different award-winning sort of local farmstead and artisan cheeses. and they have a whole series of other local specialty food products. Virtually all of them come from Connecticut. Some of them actually are very local. So you have an opportunity to go along and sample chocolates and jams and baked items and salami and olive oils. I don't know whether they have olive oils from Connecticut. But anyway, there's all sorts of honey dips, things like that. And they bring in some local craft artisans as well. So there will be alpaca products, candles, glassware. And it gives you an excuse to get out and see the fall foliage and overlook Lake Warramug, which is always a great opportunity anyway. And that will be all day at the Hopkins Vineyard starting at 11 o'clock in the morning.
All right, we will move on and we will go to Rhinebeck, New York, a tour of historic barns and working farms.
Yeah, I had to laugh after hearing about the 36 grand estates that the Livingstons lived in. This is an opportunity to see not quite the other side of the tracks, because these are pretty special historic barns and working farms, but I guess it's a bit more down to earth. In Rhinebeck, they have got a tour of these historic barns and working farms that are still actively around. It's a self-guided tour, by the way. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning and goes till 6:30 in the evening. It's an annual event, and the idea is that you drive your car or your bicycle as well, or some people take motorcycles, and you wander around and look at some of these barns, and they make a big fuss about really cleaning them up, making them beautiful. And then there will be some local farms as well, and there are going to be a lot of local products as well. There will be an after party, so if you want to join in that, that's at the Grassmere Estate Historic Barns, which is always interesting to look at. That starts later in the afternoon, and that will have some food and beverages, and there'll be some live music there from Payne's Gray Sky. So that starts at 11 o'clock in the morning in Rhinebeck, and it gives you another opportunity to potter around and take your time looking at the fall scenery and the fall foliage around Rhinebeck.
At 5 p.m. on the 13th in Falls Village, it's the 17th annual D.M. Hunt Library Auction in the Village.
The David M. Hunt Library is really an important part of the Falls Village. And every year they have a big major fundraiser where they take over the village and really get going on this. If you're in the area, it's definitely worthwhile supporting, because that library is very important to the Falls Village. Starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. And what makes it really interesting is there's some really wonderful auction items. So there's a big travel package to the south of France. There is obviously dining at the Falls Village Inn and things like that. But there's a great package of stuff. And not just, there's a silent auction as well as a live auction as well. So that all starts 5 o'clock in the evening at the center on Main there in Falls Village.
Well, talking about farms, well, I know this doesn't go together with Poughkeepsie, but there is an event going on called Out on the Farm 2018.
Yeah, the Hudson Valley LGBTQ community is really active and fun, and they've got a wonderful sense of humor, and they've been really honing their skills for the last few years. So they have a lot of events that are family friendly, but there's just a joie de vivre about them that makes them really fun to go to. And for the last few years, they've been having this event at Sprout Creek Farm near Poughkeepsie every October. They call it Out on the Farm, and it's really a fun night with a massive bonfire, but they have a bluegrass band going. There are burgers available. They have all sorts of barnyard, they call it barnyard bingo. There are hay rides around the property. And of course, on the bonfire, they have to have s'mores and things like that. It's a fun afternoon, evening out. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and runs till about 9 o'clock. There at Sprout Creek Farm. You can find all about it if you go to their website, which the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Community Center is the one to look up there.
On the 13th in Great Barrington, it's Close Encounters with Music.
Yeah, this is a slight difference. They always do great sort of themed events at Close Encounters with Music. And this one is called a Rossini Extravaganza. It's slightly unusual because it's going to concentrate on all sorts of culinary themes that apparently came up in Rossini's works. And it will be both vocal and instrumental works. It sort of features Emily Marvosh, who's as the contralto, and Sonia Tengblatt as the soprano, and Roman Rabinovich on the piano. So it's a really lovely event. And the fun thing is it starts off at 4:30 in the afternoon with a themed pre-concert catered reception for all their patrons and season subscribers. So I thought to myself, well, you know, it may well just be worthwhile becoming a patron of Close Encounters with Music, or a season subscriber at least, just to go along and check out the food one way and another. So that starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. The actual concert itself starts at 6 o'clock. And it's at the Mahewi on Saturday the 13th.
A little bit different type of music on the 13th in Sheffield, the swing dance.
Yeah, well, I had to take it from one extreme to the other, from Rossini to swing dancing. And, you know, it's the second Saturday of the month, and therefore it is swing night at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. They do organize some wonderful events there, so you can arrive at 7:30 in the evening for a swing dance lesson with James Fenton. And then, by the way, the live music by One Straw Revolution starts at 8:30 in the evening. You don't need to take a partner. They also welcome beginners. It's just a fun evening of, you know, great fun music and dancing as well. There's lots of refreshments, so you don't, you know, and you certainly will need them once you get to dancing. So, and they have it every second Saturday of the month for the next few months as well. So that's Saturday evening in Dewey Hall, Sheffield. And as I say, you can get there at 7:30 and do a bit of practicing before it all actually starts at 8:30 in the evening.
Well, maybe October, but October 14th in Rhinebeck, New York, they've got a benefit for Sinterklaas.
I know. We're getting that time of year again. Sinterklaas, this is Sunday. This is Sunday, October the 14th. Sinterklaas is heading our way, I guess is the way to put it. This will be the 9th annual women's clothing swap and sale, and it's all to benefit Sinterklaas, which is heading down the turnpike directly in our direction. So it's an opportunity to swap all sorts of items and then choose from a wide selection of sort of donated women's clothing, jewelry, accessories. They're having series of premium merchandise and gift certificates, which you can get at bargain prices. There will be a big cashmere corner for the first time this year. There's going to be a raffle for a Marc Jacobs leather tote bag. There will be mini facial makeovers by some of the artists, I guess you call them, from Face Stockholm. And other things going on as well, including tarot card readings one way and another. And that's at the Rhinebeck Methodist Church. It is an important fundraiser for Sinterklaas as well. Starts at 12 o'clock and runs till 4 o'clock on Sunday the 14th.
Okay, we'll go from Sinterklaas to A Little White Lie. Let's go to the movie house.
Yes, now this is a main story in Rural Intelligence this week. This is an absolutely fascinating story. So the militant at the movie house, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they're showing a film called Little White Lie. And the story this week it links in because the filmmaker was a woman called Lacey Schwartz. And frankly, it's an amazing story. She was brought up as a white Jewish girl in the suburbs of New York and only found out when she was 18 years old that her father was actually African-American. Her mother had an affair. No one talked about the fact that she was slightly darker. Not because they told her because she had some Italian roots in the family, And her hair was very curly because her mother's hair was very curly. And they really totally ignored the fact that she was sort of half African-American. And so at 18, she had to come to terms with this news that she learned. It is absolutely fascinating, and how she's turned out has been fascinating. You can read all about it in Rural Intelligence. She is, by the way, we had to do the interview at 6:30 in the morning because she's such a busy woman. She is not only a filmmaker, and of course you can see the film at the movie house, but she's also the CEO of something called TruthAid, which is a multimedia content nonprofit that really goes out of its way to create compelling narratives to affect social change, which is quite an interesting thing in its own right. She's the mother to twin 5-year-old boys. By the way, she's the partner of the New York congressional candidate Antonio Delgado, who's creating quite a stir this election. So, by the way, and she met him, they both met, as it were, when they were students at Harvard Law School. So absolutely fascinating background, a fascinating story. I guess the film, it starts at 1 o'clock, and then after the film at the movie house, she is going to do a Q&A. So check out, before you go there, on Sunday, October the 14th, check out the Rural Intelligence story, because I think you will really be amazed at her background.
All right. Now let's make some bread here, and I'm talking about real bread.
Yes, yeah. Well, I had to put this one in, because who would think that there would be a company called Brit Breads? But there is going to be a big baking demonstration-style class in Hillsdale on Sunday the 14th, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the HGS Home Chef there. And the whole idea is it's called Breaking Bread. It's an opportunity to go and learn how to make sourdough bread and also yeasted breads as well. And afterwards, you get a chance not just to chow down on the results of the bread making class, but you can ask a whole series of questions with Chef Lou Jones of Brit Breads. And who would think that the Brits would be coming over teaching Americans how to make bread? But who knows? Anyway, we'll see. It sounds fun. Starts at 2 o'clock in HGS Home Chef on Sunday afternoon.
Not that far away in Copake, New York on Sunday afternoon, the Antiques Rojan Show. Mike Fallon doing it.
Well, Mike Fallon is a real fixture in Copake. His family and the Fallon family have owned and operated the Copake Auctions, which is the longest running auction house in Columbia County for years and years. And they've had this clever idea to help raise some money for the Rojan Museum. At 2 o'clock, they're going to have an antiques roadshow type of event for local people. So the Historical Society is inviting you to bring along one of your favorite antiques, or actually up to three of them, and you can get them appraised by Mike Fallon for a pretty nominal fee, and the proceeds will benefit the programs and outreach at the Rojan Historical Society. So it looked like two things. First of all, it looked like a fun event, because I love going to watching the Antiques Roadshow, and you get to see all sorts of intriguing things. But on top of that, it's a lovely way of supporting the Rojan Museum as well.
We'll move to Washington Depot, Connecticut on the 14th. Conversations on the Green.
Well, we try and avoid too much serious stuff, but I saw this and I thought, this is pretty darn amazing. Washington Depot at the Bryant Memorial Town Hall is having the last of their Conversations on the Green of the season, and it's called Truth Decay, National Security in the Age of Lies. And the two experts they're having are General Michael Hayden, who headed up the NSA and the CIA at one stage. He's written over 600 articles on national security issues. He's a lecturer, he's also appeared in two documentaries on defense. He teaches at Georgetown. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So, and they are going to be talking about truth, decay, and sort of national security in the current situation. So I thought that looked really, you know, to get people of this quality and experience to come to Washington Depot on a Sunday afternoon to talk about that. It's pretty amazing. Anyway, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It will be, I'm sure, packed given how current this issue is. I think people will find that really interesting.
We will wrap things up in Torrington, Connecticut with the Blues Traveler.
Yeah, Warner Theatre has done something pretty amazing, really. At 8 o'clock in the evening, they are hosting the Blues Travelers it must be virtually one of the first events on their national tour to celebrate a new album, which is called Hurry Up and Hang Around. The album itself will have only been released 2 days before the actual show starts. So the Warner has got a bit of a scoop, as I guess, one way and another. It's always worth popping around. Blues Travelers are great fun. So it's Sunday evening, October the 14th, 8 o'clock in the evening. Make your reservations for the Warner Theatre now down there in Torrington.
Another busy week in our region, and we just covered a fraction of it. You can find out more at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
I will look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.